What's more black than an all-white party? Everyone dresses in their flyest outfits, and an undeniable spirit of carefreeness in the air makes these celebrations uniquely ours. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. It's the summertime soiree we all love with champagne and al fresco dining. Breezy linen fabrics, crisp new shoes. The dress code? It's all white. And here's why our people can't get enough of them. Across the world, white is associated with purity. But for our people, wearing all white symbolizes something much bigger. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, P. Diddy helped popularize all-white celebrations with his annual Hamptons event, where everyone from Reverend Al Sharpton to Aretha Franklin attended. However, many Black Party promoters organized similar events in cities like Detroit. From uninterrupted white in Divine Nine sororities to church ushers, the dress code has always historically signaled that we're part of a collective, something bigger than ourselves. Wearing all white has long been a blend of sacred and secular for us. White clothing is significant in multiple religions across the diaspora, from baptisms to initiation periods. During chaotic times, some diasporic faith devotees wrap their heads in white cloth to help rid confusion. The color is also associated with the Yoruba deity Obatalola, known as the king of the white cloth, beloved for his wisdom and compassionate leadership. Creating space for joy has always been crucial to our survival and liberation. We must continue to make room for anything that brings us pleasure, love, and unity. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.